You're all invited to the Adams Quiz. Do you know how good their chewing gum is? Need refreshment?
Here's a hint.
Chiclets.
Dentine.
Adams Mint.
Flavored treats for everyone.
Get your favorite Adams gum.
And this is Roy Ward Dixon.
And Maurice Rapkin.
Inviting you to play...
Teach!
Treats for everyone.
Get your favorite Adams gum.
And if your favorite happens to be Adams candy-coated treat Chiclets, here's an important thing to remember. Chiclets is the big value candy-coated chewing gum. Every convenient non-spill, non-fumble pack of Chiclets gives you 12 sparkling, refreshing candy-coated delights. Each and every Chiclet flavored not once, but four times. So the taste is deep down delicious and longer-lasting. Yes, Chiclets are definitely big value candy-coated chewing gum pleasure. Get some right away.
Four times flavored Adams Chiclets candy-coated gum.
Yes, sir, and once again, all Canada pulls up a chair. Imagine all Canada in one chair. And once again, we dish out facts, we dish out fun, and we dish out a fortune in fabulous prizes, including the largest jackpot we've ever had here, the largest jackpot ever given on the air in Canada. All right, Rap, let's not waste any more time. Who's first to take a chance?
Well, I'd like you to meet Mrs. Mary Mitchell, folks, who selected from the Coast to Coast Adams mailbox the Chiclets window panel sent in by Mr. Johnny St. John, 201 Laurier Avenue, Hull, Quebec. Yes, sir, we're going down east for a change, boy. By the way, Mary, first of all, let's get off to a good start by starting you off with 20 packages of refreshing Adams Chiclets with the famous peppermint flavor. You like that?
Oh, thank you.
Now then, Mary, I see you're married, eh?
Oh, yes.
What were you before you were married, eh?
Oh, a spinster.
The gas, please, Doc. No, I mean, what was your occupation?
Oh, I was a stenographer.
You're still taking dictation, are you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
From just one man now, though, eh?
Oh, no, I've got four.
You have four husbands, you mean?
Oh, no, four bosses.
Four bosses. You mean three bosses down at the work and a husband at home?
Well, I guess so.
Is he the boss at home or are you the boss at home? How do you work that one out?
Well, it just depends what the circumstance is.
Would you say that you were the boss? I want to put you in the spot. Are you the boss or aren't you the boss? Mostly.
Well, okay, I am.
You really are you? No, all right, then. Now, then, does your husband read what you want him to read?
Oh, no.
Does he go to the movies when you want him to go?
Well, if it's a cowboy picture, he will.
I see. Does he dance when you want him to dance?
No.
You're not the boss. Come on over to the boss of this show, Roy Ward Dixon.
Come on over here. We want you over here. You don't want to stand there and answer a lot of questions that don't mean anything. You want to answer some questions that'll get you to that curtain and get you taking a chance. Right, Mary?
Yeah, that's right.
You haven't been married very long, have you?
3 years.
Does that seem like a long time?
Oh, sometimes it does.
Let's see how short we can make this little trip to this microphone. Your first question, Mary, does pro rata mean by way of, in proportion to, or for killing rats? Pro rata. Does that mean by
Did you
way
say
of?
Rats or rats there, please,
I
Mr.
said
Dixon.
Rats. Same thing. In proportion to, or for killing rats?
It's in proportion to.
Of course
to.
It's in proportion to. You're just keeping us in suspense. And I always wear a belt. Second question, Mary. Which of these was used by the ancient Egyptians as a writing material? Papyrus, Pompus, or Pipsissewa?
Papyrus.
Papyrus is right. And don't laugh at Pipsissewa. It's a wild plant. Very common in Canada. Third one will take you to the curtain. Who wound me up? Who was called the Wild Bull of the Pampas? Was that Louis Firpo, a boxer, Pizarro, the Conqueror, or Bolivar, the Liberator?
Doc Lindsay.
Not wild. The Wild Bull of the Pampas. Was that Louis Firpo, the boxer? Was it Pizarro, the Conqueror? Was it Bolivar, the Liberator? Which one? No, I didn't mention him. Last chance. Take a guess.
Oh, I'd say he was the boxer.
Louis Firpo, right. Go and take a chance.
Right.
There's the curtain. Left or right. Take one chance.
Come on over here, Mary. There are the curtains. Left hand side, you think. You change your mind. You're taking the left hand side. Oh, what a bad change that was, Mary. You've got your... Oh, tell her, Roy.
Oh, what a shame. You've won 11. But this $5 bill from Adams Dentine will cheer you up a bit. And here's a pair of tickets to go up to the Maple Leaf Gardens on October the 29th and enjoy our big show where we'll be playing Take a Chance for $5,000 worth of prizes. Now, the other curtain, Doc. A happy man over in Hull, Quebec, Mr. Johnny St. John, listen. You've won a genuine two-way, a genuine two-tub, easy spin-rinse washer. Boy, am I excited. The only one that washes and rinses and damp dries, doing two jobs at once. It has the famous easy spiralator rollover action that quietly and efficiently, gently but firmly, gets out all the dirt. It does three tubfuls in less than an hour. No built-in connections, no laundry tub required with this streamlined, easy spin-rinse washer. The modern way to do your washing. And with it, a whole case of new Lux for all the family wash. Congratulations, Johnny, over there in Hull, Quebec, from Adam Tickle. Who's next?
Well, we've got a great big guy here by the name of Wank Usher, Roy.
Good.
And he's picked from the Coast to Coast Adams mailbox a dentine wrapper for Mrs. Ronald E. Smith. 11122 63rd Avenue, Box 4315, South Edmonton, Alberta. Don't they get the big numbers out west there? Oh, Wank, here, there's something for you. A whole carton, 20 packages of those Tangy Dentines. You like those?
Oh, that's swell. Glad to have them.
Thanks, Wank. Come on over here. This guy is big. He's a towering mass of humanity. How big are you, Wank?
6'3".
And what does Wank stand for?
Well, I don't really know. I got it as a nickname when very young.
When very young? You look like you've been a sportsman, are you?
Oh, I have been a little.
What did you do?
Oh, played football.
Who for?
Ottawa Rough Riders.
Ottawa Rough Riders? Well, what do you know? You're the Wank Usher, eh? By golly, what team was that back when I was, when Roy was a little young? I wasn't very young then. How long ago was that?
29 to 39.
Oh, Roy was just a mere child then.
That's right.
Are you married now?
Oh, yes.
And have you got any little Rough Riders?
Oh, got one.
Is he a real Rough Rider?
Oh, he's a real Rough Rider.
He's a dandy. Hey, tell me, what did you weigh in those days, Wank?
200.
What do you weigh now?
210.
You're slipping, boy.
I am.
You couldn't Rough Ride now, but you got a Rough Ride over to the other side there, Wank. See what you can do with it. Win the game.
This guy looks like he can pick the two of us up and toss us right over the goalposts. Glad to have you here, Wank. Your first question, if you'll bend down a little bit. Sir Christopher Wren was noted for one of these three activities. You tell me which one. Discovering new colonies for England, raising birds, or architecture?
Architecture.
You're right, of course. He designed St. Paul's Cathedral and a lot of other famous buildings. All right, Wank. Which of these three creatures is most frequently involved in spreading the disease that we know as typhus? Rats, mosquitoes, or unpasteurized cows?
Mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes is wrong, sir. No, rats. They carry the fleas that carry the typhus. Too bad. Tell me, in criminal lingo, Wank, and you've probably stolen a few yards in your time, in criminal lingo, what is a snatch? A bank robbery, a kidnapping, or a car theft? A bank robbery, a kidnapping, or a car theft?
Kidnapping.
Kidnapping is correct. You guessed it, but you're right. You got two questions left. You've got to get one of these right to get to the curtain. All right, Wayne. A large, handsome, black and white bear-like animal is the giant panda. Now, they are native to what country? The Congo, China, or Alaska? The giant panda. They come from Congo, China, or Alaska? 5 second limit. Guess? Wrong 5 seconds.
What are those places again?
The pandas come from Congo, China, or Alaska?
Congo.
Sorry, China. You lost a few yards. One question left, Wank. You've got to get this one right. He's got to get it right, hasn't he, folks? All right. See what you can do with this. Is a mausoleum a collection of statues, a building where tropical plants are raised, or a fancy tomb?
Fancy tomb.
You got there, boy. Go in. Take a chance.
You made that right there, right? Go on over. There's the curtain. You can reach him. You're taking a left one, too, are you? He's putting the left one open. He got it. Oh, this time it's a loser. Tell him about it, Roy.
Listen, two prizes for you, Wank. A magnificent piece of TCA-approved Dominion luggage. A smoothly styled man's two-seater.
Man's two-suiter in London tan cap, with steel frame construction, solid gleaming non-tarnished locks and hardware, lined with genuine Irish linen, and it's saddle-stitched for extra strength and good looks. A real masculine-looking bag and a lifetime gift. And with it, the finest coat you can buy. The finest luggage, Dominion luggage, and the finest coat. A beautifully tailored, genuine alpaca, moth-proof, shower-proof coat of soft alpaca and mohair. Warmth without weight, Canada's most famous coat. Congratulations from Adams Mint Gum. The other curtain, Doc. Wow. Mrs. Smith over there in South Edmonton, Alberta, you've won yourself a clothespin. But we've got a $5 bill for you as a consolation prize from Adams Chiclets. And better luck next time.
Treats for everyone.
Get your favorite Adams gum.
You folks who like to keep that smile bright and enjoy extra keen flavor, we know your choice. It's Adams Dentine Chewing Gum. The chewing gum with nippy, lasting flavor. The chewing gum that stimulates nature's own antacid bath that helps to wash away those food particles from teeth, mouth, and gums. The chewing gum that leaves your mouth feeling delightfully fresh and clean. That's the chewing gum in the bright red flavor-tight pack, Dentine.
So delicious, Dentine gum is good, that's true. But with its lasting flavor, does the smile go with it too?
Sure, chew some Dentine gum each day. Helps keep teeth white, breath okay.
Oh, I love those things. Now it's time to play Take a Chance again. You're waiting for prizes. Here's a pair to do battle. Who are they, Rap?
Well, Mrs. Lee Amodio, Roy, who selected from the Coast to Coast Adams mailbox the Chiclets window panel sent in by Mrs. D. Hodgins, 803 Colburn Street, London, Ontario.
Very close to us.
All right, Lee, first of all, here's a whole carton of those Patty Green packages of Chiclets that the Doc's always raving about. They're really wonderful. Spearmint, smell it?
Good, thank you.
What does Amodio stand for? What nationality, I mean?
Italiano.
Italiano, eh? Are you Italian, too?
No, sir.
You're not, eh? How many children have you got?
Three.
What are their names?
Sandy, Lucia, and Mary.
Sandy, Lucia. A Scotchman got in there somewhere, eh?
No.
Tell me, how about this Sandy guy? How did that happen?
That's short for Salvador.
Salvador.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. Do you mean to tell me, then, that all the Sandy McTavishes running around the country are really Salvador McTavishes under assumed names, eh?
No, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, your right name is Lee Amodio, and I hope it brings you luck. Go on over there, Lee, to Roy Ward Dixon. See what you can do.
First question, all fair. We got your Chiclets. Now let's see you get to the curtain. Tell me, the natives of what area are called Blue Noses? Nova Scotia, Australia, or Manitoba?
Nova Scotia.
Of course, you're right. Nova Scotia. Second question. There are fearsome and probably... She's got her fingers crossed. Look at them. Fearsome and probably exaggerated tales are told about gorillas. And at best, they can be mighty vicious. But as far as eating is concerned, tell me, are gorillas herbivorous, carnivorous, or omnivorous?
Herbivorous.
They live on plants alone?
Yes.
You're absolutely right. They don't eat meat. One more will take you to the curtain now. In Greek mythology, here's a toughie, what were the harpies? Were they sirens who lured sailors into whirlpools? Were they monsters with heads of women and bodies of vultures? Or were they three lovely ladies with a heavenly string ensemble?
The monsters.
The monsters. Go and take a chance at the curtain. Yes, sir. Lift
them. Hey, Lee Amodio, come on over and take a chance at right above the curtain. Which one you have? You can look over there with daisies in her hat. Daisies bring luck, they say. Well, pull it. The left hand's right. What do you want? Go ahead, my dear. You did it. That's it. That girl's lucky. Oh, brother.
Nice going. You won two prizes. A streamlined, featherweight, royal electric floor polisher that easily and quickly brings floors to lustrous, polished beauty. The royal rotary electric floor polisher applies the wax as it polishes. It leaves a hard, perfect polish. And with it, a whole case of those famous O'Cedar waxes and polishes. Congratulations from Adams Dentine. This is Lee Amodeo. Now the other curtain, Doc. Oh, boy, another disappointed listener. Mrs. Hodgins in London, Ontario, you've won yourself a rubber bone. Now you can put on the dark. But to console you, a $5 bill from the makers of Adams Chiclets. Better luck next time,
yes,
and of course, your name, too, goes in for that automobile in a few weeks' time. Who's next, Rap?
Well, I tell you, we're getting some big guys tonight. This fellow's John Morton, Roy, and he picked from the Adams Coast to Coast mailbox an Adams Mint wrapper from A to B Tune, who seems to be in tune tonight at 130 George Street, Brantford, Ontario.
Looking in tune.
All right. Johnny, first of all, we want you to have these, eh? We'd like to have a whole carton of Adams Mint chewing gum, every stick packed with those 100 mint leaves, you know. Johnny, what do you do for a living?
I'm a conversion mechanic with the Hydro.
Conversion mechanic. What do you try to convert people over to Hydro?
Oh, mean? Every time. Yeah, we're 25 to 60 cycle, really.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're the guy that works into a 25 cycle area, takes their motors away, and then they try to get them back 6 months later.
Do they ever? Yes.
I see.